Hey guys, before the show starts, I want to let you guys know a little secret, alright? Not only can you guys listen to the show after the episode's been made, but you guys can catch the live stream of each show on the Trenton Chapel YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube, look up Trenton Chapel, that's T-R-E-N-T-O-N, space, C-H-A-P-P-E-L-L, to watch the live streams. We put out a little reminder every time we start one. But if you guys happen to miss the live stream, do not worry. There's a free way you guys can watch every episode in video format. It's on our website. All right, guys? The website link will be in the description on Spotify, blah, 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 wherever, YouTube. But if you guys want to listen, if you guys want to hear the website, it's called www.tclive.wixsite, that's wixsite.com/show. Guys, go check out the website. We have all the documentaries, all of our shorts, all of our shows. Go check it out. It's really, really cool. We also have an exclusive podcast on there called Movie Talk, where me and my friends hop on the podcast and watch a movie live and commentate over it. It's really entertaining. All right, guys. All right, let's get into the show. Hey guys, before we start the show, I want to let you guys know that we had a big audio whoopsie in this episode. For the first like 8 minutes, as I'm looking at the audio recording, their audio went completely out. I did fix it in the show, so we're going to start off in a weird place. I asked Ray what his favorite game was, and this is going to be his answer. After this, it's all good. I just want to let you guys know this before we start the show. I'm sorry. We're doing a new thing over here at Trenton Chapel Live where we're trying to update things. So, without further ado, here is the Cine Bros on Trenton Chapel Live. Enjoy. Ray, we haven't heard from you in a while. I want to ask you some questions so you don't feel bad.
Rapid fire.
All right. What's your favorite video game? And you're going to play this game.
All time or like right now?
All time. And you're going to play this on your gaming channel when you make it.
Oh, yeah. All time?
All time.
That's tough. Play Halo 2.
Halo 2?
Yeah.
Wow.
Halo 2 or Halo 3?
I've never heard of Halo before at all.
Most people. That was like what I started on though.
All right, Luke, what about you? What's your favorite video game of all time?
It's The Last of Us. It's the first The Last of Us.
Okay.
Which I absolutely love that game. And the second game.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so I actually thought it was pretty good.
Oh,
Tyler,
no.
I thought it was okay. I mean, there's some choices that are made in the story that obviously aren't good. Very disappointing stuff for a particular character, but. Overall, I liked it. I mean, it's fun, but it's not nearly as good as the first one.
I need you guys to meet my friend Hunter. He spent an hour and 35 minutes talking on the phone with me because he just beat Last of Us 2. And he's sitting here screaming at me. And he goes, "This game, I'm so angry at this game. And I can't take it back because they'll give me $3 for it." And that's how much it should cost. I'm like, wow, what happened? Because I haven't played any of The Last of Us. I was an Xbox kid. So I can...
Okay. Same.
So I didn't get the chance to play it. But I'm watching like gameplay of it on YouTube so I can catch up on it.
First one or the second one?
The first one. And then I'm going to watch the second one.
The first one is my second favorite game of all time.
Okay.
The Life is Strange is my first, but I recently got the second one, and I played like literally 10 minutes of it.
Mm-hmm.
So side note, it takes me forever to finish a game. Like, the longer a game is, the longer it's going to take me to finish it. Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't mean to sound, you know, contrary, because obviously it's going to take you a longer amount of time mm-hmm. to finish a longer game. It will take me months to finish this game, I guarantee it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really hard to motivate myself to play this game. Plus, I also know how it ends. And I'm not that big of a fan of how the story progresses. Yeah.
I know how it ends, too. So I was like, the story.
So it's kind of like, I know it's something I have to beat eventually. But like, at the moment, I'm just not motivated to do it at all.
It's funny, the whole time I was playing through it, Tyler kept messaging me and was like, he was like, are you at the end yet? Have you beaten it yet? Because he was dying to tell me about it the whole time. And like, I had a couple other friends who were, I was giving them play by plays of where I was at in the story because they wanted to talk to me about the ending. But
yeah, because
the ending's super, what were you saying? You go ahead.
Because my friend Hunter, and he was telling me about the game, because he goes, I don't want to spoil it. Are you going to play it? And I go, dude, I'm not going to get a PlayStation 4 until the 5 comes out. I'm going to get the 5. But I wanted to play it. The trailer looked very interesting to me, because the first one looked, I've like halfway through the first one watching it, and I feel like it's a great game. Because one of my favorite games was the Tall Tales Walking Dead.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's so.
Because I talked about that in your guys' show.
Talked about that on our episode too.
I did. I freaking, even though the middle two and three sucked, it's the way that number four ended was fantastic, and I talked about it on your guys' show. So if you guys want to hear my whole rant about Walking Dead, go over on the Cineverse podcast. Go listen to the show I was on. Man, that was a fun one. It was just us, me, Tyler, and Ray.
That was probably our longest episode.
Because I went back and looked.
Like,
it was
raw footage.
Raw footage, yeah, but I cut a lot of it out.
I saw that.
The longest episode is our first one. It's like an hour. It's just over an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm. I think
I try to keep them around an hour. Is my where I want them. But we
the longest
always
one,
go over like always.
The longest one I've made was with me. It was back in like high school in my old show, the Boy Podcast. It's now canceled. You can't find it anymore. But the longest episode we had was 4 hours. And it was because we were raising money for like a thing for school. So it was like live and everything. We're like, we're raising money. We're going to be here until we get to the right goal. And it took 4 hours.
Trenton, do you know the PKA podcast?
I do not.
Okay, so it's been like a super long running podcast with like a bunch of like gaming and YouTube personalities, like Woody's Gamertag, FPS Russia, mm-hmm. and another guy. Theirs are like typically 4 hours, and I've always liked that, but we're not at that point yet.
Yeah,
we don't have nearly enough to talk about.
I think the longest
and the format of our show really doesn't suit it either.
I think the longest one I've had on Trend Trap Alive was almost 2 hours. Yeah, it's because I was like, I had a timer and it went past an hour 30, and I was like, okay, let's try to end this. But they wouldn't stop talking. I won't say who, but if you go look investigate the 2 hour one, that's who it was. And so I was like, and then they would just keep going. I'm like, and it took 30 minutes for me to stop them.
I often do that on our show because, like, where I'm the one that records, I have the little timer on my screen, and I'm like, please shut up.
I find often that Tyler will just cut it whenever he wants to. Like, if we're in the middle of recording, Tyler has somewhere to go. All right, we'll stop right here and come back to it later.
We'll stop. Well, but it'll just take 15 more minutes. No, we're going to stop here.
I only did that once with Dylan. It's the only one.
Yeah, I listened to your guys' episode with Dylan Arlington, right? Arlington? I want to
say Arrington.
Arrington. That was a great episode. Your new one now.
Which one?
The first one with him. The Tangent, I think.
Tales from the Set?
Yeah. Well, they're both Tangent. Yeah, Tales from the Set.
Oh.
That was one where it was one of those, like, you know, love him to death.
Yeah.
He loves movies and he loves talking about them.
Yeah.
That's almost 3 hours of raw recording. So
really?
That's why I split into two episodes. Yeah.
Really? Dang. All right.
It was like 3 hours over the course of 4 different days.
Wow.
Like, yeah. And to the point to where, like, for his story time, I wasn't even there because I had something else I was doing. So I was like, I can't make it. And it's at the end. So you guys go ahead and record it.
Yeah. That's kind of funny. All right. So I'm going to show you guys the first trailer. And then we'll go back to talking. So I had a poll on an old, like, a video I did, a live stream I did. I was like, all right, we're having the Cinebros on next. Send in 3 trailers that you guys want them to watch. They only sent in one because my fans hate me. No, I'm kidding. I love my fans. But this one, I really want you guys to really dive into this one because I believe this one is the most cringe. This one's actually a fairly new movie too. It's not, it has a big name actor, and I can't wait for you guys to see who it is. But it's a meme in some YouTube videos, but I really want you guys to just dive in on this part. All right. So here we go.
239,000 miles from Earth.
Don't worry about
in
the audio.
Blackness of space.
Just watch it.
There is a giant rock called the Moon. And in the year 2087, its future will be in the hands of one man. Eddie Murphy is
Pluto Nash.
Pluto Nash.
It is a Eddie pleasure Murphy's to meet me. Come on.
Battle between Pretty Evil.
Let's get it right this time.
I want
time.
You guys to guess where their budget went to, okay?
And
Pretty Good.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Look at me.
It wasn't the effects.
Well,
wait, you already started
more,
it?
Bubbly.
Hey!
Oh, yeah.
Eddie Murphy.
A pleasure to meet you, Pluto.
You married twins, huh?
No, they're not twins. I met the perfect woman, and then I had a clone.
This is a which real movie which? That came out in 2002. Cares. The Adventures of Pluto
The Adventures
Nash.
Of Pluto
Sorry,
Nash.
Eddie Murphy. Oh! Great comedy movie. That is in the description.
Why don't you take these Hillarys? We appreciate you
and
having
And they have
out.
Hillary Clinton dollars.
Oh, my.
All right.
What the heck was that?
All right.
Okay.
So, I want you guys to dive in on that. I want these critics to tell me what they think of this movie. Was it a success? What? I can give you that answer. But
yeah, I don't think so.
I want one of them to talk first because I have an opinion.
Okay. I'll say something first. And like you said, I think I can tell that I've actually heard of this movie. I didn't know anything about it. I've heard the name in a list of like worst movies of all time. I saw this movie title in there and I didn't know what it was about or anything. And golly, it was such a funny reveal because you hyped up. You're like, there's a famous actor in it. And, you know, well, I'm not going to tell you who it is. And then it looks like it's this horrible CGI. I mean, it looks like a Nintendo 64 cutscene. And then it cuts to like just
Eddie Murphy.
Only one man can stop it or something like that. And Eddie Murphy's just there. And he's like, oh, my gosh. That was really entertaining. I kind of want to watch that now just because I want to make
I
fun
do too.
Of something.
I'll be your co-host in your 5-minute movie reviews on that movie. I'm
okay.
Like, I'm going to pass it over to Trent Chapp alive here. And I'm like, dude, this is garbage. Because all of their money went into, yes, Eddie Murphy. And then next was their effects.
Well, one of them can correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't Eddie Murphy like the highest paid actor in the world for a bit?
Yes.
At
for
the
a
height
long
of
time,
his Pele? Yeah.
In like the late 80s especially, everybody was all about
That's an
Eddie
interesting
Murphy.
Fact. Yeah. I didn't know that.
So their budget here was $100 million.
$100 million?
Yes. And you wanna guess what their box office was?
Less than 30.
I mean, it had, what was it, in the teens or something crazy?
$7.1 million U.S. dollars.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So, is this like the biggest box office bomb of all time? Or
no.
I mean, it's got to be up.
It's not.
It's not.
There was a...
Cats?
Ray, what was the one movie that came out not too long ago with like all the dogs and stuff? You know what I'm talking about? Like a... animated movie.
Tell for Dogs?
No. The animated movie.
Secret Isle. Yes, the Wes Anderson movie.
No. Wasn't it
The Secret Life of Pets? The bad one. Do y'all not know what I'm talking about?
Secret Life of Pets?
I have no clue what you're talking about.
It's the one...
Well, Secret Life of Pets made a lot of money.
Oh. Cannot remember what it's called. But it was the worst...
I don't know what you're talking about.
We're not going to continue the show until you figure this out.
Alright, well, I'm gonna Google that.
We're gonna sit here in silence, and I'm not gonna edit it out because it's Trench Up Alive. We go live.
I mean, there's so many dog movies that came out.
Seriously. I mean, there's
like, while we were working at the theater, especially there were, I mean, it's like every month at some point there was a different dog movie out.
You know what I miss? I miss Air Bud.
Literally.
We need to bring back
Air Bud. I've never seen it. I know.
What?
I know.
You've never seen Air Bud? Did you have a childhood, bro?
I guess not.
Dude, watch Air Bud and Puppet or whatever it's called. Dude, if you love sports, you would love Air Bud.
I do love sports, so, and I like dogs.
That's right.
They're like, the coach is like, all right, there's no good kid that can play football, so we're going to get a dog on a team. And it's kind of an insult to the humans.
It sounds like it a little bit, like if I was a kid on that team.
Like, okay. there's not a good linebacker, so we're going to go with a dog.
Oh, my. Tyler, you found it?
Arctic Dogs.
Okay, yeah.
I don't remember
that. Oh, the one where everyone, where we had the poster in our in the lobby, and Lexa said I looked like the main character.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
No, that one had, like, that such a superstar cast.
Jeremy Renner was in it?
Tom Holland, I think.
Yeah.
I've never heard of this movie.
Worst opening of all time in a film playing in over 2,800 theaters.
Arctic Dogs, he said?
Arctic Dogs, yeah. As, Jeremy Renner, Alec Baldwin, Heidi Klum, John Cleese, James Franco, all that, made $700,000 in its first day.
What's the budget?
$50 million. $50 million to make the movie. That doesn't include marketing.
What? And it has, these are, well-known people.
That's one of those movies that's like, you know, the studio was like, now listen, we let you do that movie, so you got to do this movie for us.
Mm-hmm. They're like, Alec, you've been in a bunch of commercials now. It's time to be in an animated film about dogs.
Heidi Klum had to pay her mortgage, I guess. So yeah. She had to take this role.
I think this is the time where she was off AGT. So,
speaking of Heidi Klum, have you seen where she's connected with Epstein?
No way.
Oh, I think everyone is.
Are you Everybody serious? Is.
Trent, we're talking.
Yeah,
about
me and Ray were talking about this.
You guys
Tom Hanks is
here.
Now being canceled.
Yeah, Heidi Klum was in Ghislaine Maxwell's Black Book, I think.
Mm.
Yeah.
Gosh,
I've heard that Will Smith was too. Ellen, so many people.
Pluto Nash.
And Ellen has her own problems at the moment.
Pluto Nash. Trent. Pluto Nash. That's funny, dude.
Dude, he was there. That's what the movie's about. He's trying to escape it.
He probably was there.
Eddie Murphy was there, probably.
Did you see enough of the trailer to...
And see the trailer. I heard the background music.
Did you not see it, Ray?
Were you able to make...
Ray also did it to you.
Were you able to make any conclusions off of the background trailer? Background music?
Yeah.
Because every time they play that stupid...
What's your conclusions made just off the
Yeah,
music?
What do you think
just
the movie
off
was
the
about?
Music, it reminds me of a forgotten movie that was made in the early 2000s.
Exactly what it is?
Yeah.
That's what I get from the background music.
So my opinion. Trenton, we haven't released this episode where we say this yet, but the episode releasing tonight, my computer works. We introduce it by saying that I'm the villain of the show, that my opinions are just unpopular with the masses. I have a soft spot for Eddie Murphy.
Really?
Trash comedies, really. Just trash Eddie Murphy comedies.
I do,
comedies,
too. Yeah. I do, too.
It's like, I grew up with, Haunted Mansion and, Daddy Daycare and all
Dude,
that.
Dude, that was a good movie.
Yeah. Haunted so, Mansion. I saw that trailer and I was like, this is objectively a bad movie.
Mm-hmm.
Would I enjoy it if I watched it? Probably, because I love campiness in movies.
I can see where you're coming from there. I'm the same with Adam Sandler instead of Eddie Murphy.
Yeah,
I'm with Ray
I could
that.
Get down with some Eddie Murphy still, too.
All right, guys. Are you ready for the next trailer?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Okay, so this next trailer, I will defend this movie, okay? It's not my favorite movie of all time, but this... When I was on your show for the top 10, my top 10 favorite movies, this movie comes in around 13.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
So this movie is utter garbage. I will admit to that. Okay.
You love it.
But I love it. It's like, it's too close to home. But here we go. Let me do this real quick. Let me do all this random crap. All right, you guys ready for this?
It's called hit watch stream.
All right.
Watch stream.
All right, here we go. It's called Komodo versus Cobra. Here we go.
Oh, no.
Heard you had a boat to charter. We were actually thinking about doing a little exploring.
Military. Off limits. A scientific breakthrough that will help mankind.
We could feed every single soul in the world.
Is about to become the alternate weapon.
Look at that.
What the hell's going on here?
Now, survival has a new enemy.
It's Project Carnivore. Secret government experiments on defenseless animals.
If Dee ever discovers that we accidentally created a horde of giant monsters, there'll be more than hell to pay.
I do not want Project Carnivore falling into the wrong hands. I want that entire island pulverized.
Come to a place where the future is now. Starring Michael Paré. Komodo versus Cobra.
Oh. They saved the best part for the end.
They did.
What the heck? Okay, so
it's like a fever dream.
It is.
I was gonna guess, was that like on the Sci-Fi Channel or something? Like it looks.
No,
like,
let me tell you about this movie.
Sci-fi movie.
I'll tell you about this movie. So this movie came out independent. It was straight to DVD. No, like, absolutely it was. Their budget.
To the surprise of no one.
Their budget, get ready, was $450,000. Pretty.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by that.
Okay. You want to guess? It came out in 2005. Yeah. It is considered a horror film.
Oh, is that in terms of the visual effects, or is it in the plot of the movie?
Who knows? And by the way, Ray just left us.
I see that.
Ray was so emotionally affected by that trailer, he just had to get out of here.
Yeah, Ray was just so upset about this movie. So this movie, that's it about it. This is a independent. It is now being played on TV. You can find it on Tubi.
I know what Tubi is.
You know what Tubi is? It's a great place.
Yeah.
Yeah, it confuses me. It really does. How does Tubi make money? Well, I guess you rent. Yeah, I guess you rent it.
There's ads on it.
Okay, there's ads on it. Yeah.
Because I was asking the exact same question. I was like, how does Tubi make their money? And then I got it. And like during like the movie, they'll play like three ads.
Yeah. That movie. How much mushrooms do you think that the people that made that movie were on while they made it?
I think everybody was sober. They were at Christian camp, so they couldn't do anything else.
So that's a good shout, honestly. That could be a thing.
Yeah.
My favorite part is when the cobra rose out of the water, and you're like,
my favorite part is when they step on the guy. What are you talking about?
That is true.
I don't understand these movies that. These movies that like call for these really like elaborate special effects, and they don't have the money for them, but they're just like, oh, we'll just do them anyway, you know?
Yeah,
no, they need somebody there who's like, but no, it won't look good. Well, but we'll do it. What about money though? You know what I mean? Which yeah. I guess I assume they didn't make much money unless this is like a cult film or anything. But I've never heard of
it. It's considered
before.
A cult classic now.
Okay.
They don't make any like the only time they get money is when they stream it on like TV. Like I can't even see what their like box office was.
Put
That's
this
how
movie
bad
on
it was.
TV.
Yeah, they put this movie on TV. You can find it on FX and Stars.
Oh, Ray's back.
Ray's here. Back.
Kind of.
Ray, what happened, buddy?
Ray lagged out.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, here's a question for y'all. What is your favorite bad sci-fi movie?
That
really?
It really is. I love that movie because I could just sit there, like, if I'm having a bad day, because it's free now, I just go watch it and I just think of, because I want to be a director myself, and I go, I can't make anything worse than this. And this next, the last movie I'm going to show you guys.
Probably Transformers.
Really? Transformers? That's a good one.
I don't know. I feel like that movie's competently made. It's just the characters and the story's bad.
Yeah.
Like, I get what you're saying, though. Like,
it's considered bad, though.
Right. I mean, yeah, I can get what you're saying. Mine's probably... What up?
What?
You go ahead.
Luke. I mean, I didn't mean to.
No, you're fine, dude.
How dare you? Fine. No, I'm kidding.
So, Ray, what the heck, dude? No, so I think my favorite... I don't know about my favorite sci-fi movie, that like favorite bad sci-fi movie. My favorite bad movie is this movie called, well, it's actually Supergirl that came out in the 80s. Have you guys heard about
that?
I
have, yeah.
Oh, it is so, it's hilarious. If you all, Trenton, I don't know if you watch like a lot of movie reviewers on YouTube, but like, you know, do you know who Chris Stuckman is?
I do not.
Yeah, okay, he's like one of my favorites. I know Tyler watches him too. Yeah, yeah, he's like, that's like my celebrity, like, dream person to meet. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's
got a celebrity crush.
Your celebrity crush. We get it.
Celebrity crush, yeah.
We get it.
But he does a video where he's making fun of Supergirl, and I would check that out because, I mean, it's horrible. And it also completely failed at the box office. They tried to set up, like, a DC cinematic universe.
They always try to do that, but they fail.
They, like, connected that with the Christopher Reeve movie, but Christopher Reeve, they asked him to be in it, and he just said, no. He read the script and said no. So they just have a little pic. The only connection is that there's a little picture she finds in the shed while she's out in the countryside doing something. And she finds this little picture of him, of Christopher Reeve as Superman. And she's like, oh, okay, yeah. He's from the same planet I'm from.
My cousin.
And that's it. That's the only connection.
That's genius. All right, so... All right, Tyler, what's your initial review of Komodo versus Cobra?
Let me try to make a sound bite that's funny.
Okay.
Komodo versus Cobra looks like you have went to the red light district, right? You have picked the worst girl you could find.
Okay.
You've taken her home. You've dipped her in acid.
Oh, God.
Dipped her in acid. Then you've taken the acid, right? You've taken it to the jungle.
Okay.
You poured it in a swamp. And the cobra that rose out is what came from that acid.
Well, I'm going to give you a little spoiler for this movie. Because I know that if you guys go watch it, it won't matter. You already know what's going to happen at the end by this movie.
Okay.
But they try to make this a, like, they try to make a part, like, a sequel to this movie. They really did. At the end of the movie, there's a part where the guy gets the Komodo spit on him. And he opens his eyes, and he's becoming a Komodo dragon. And they were going to make Komodo Man after this, but they failed so bad that they didn't make it.
Why didn't they just make that?
Dude, honestly, I would have...
That sounds way better. I mean, it'll still be bad, but it sounds more entertaining.
Because I did a lot of research on this movie, and they were going to make a movie called Komodo Man, where the guy that got acid, a character that you meet for literally 3 seconds in the movie... Doesn't he have a name in the movie? Gets spit on him and becomes Komodo Man. And he was
going to... That would be kind of like if Jurassic Park made a spinoff of the IT guy that got eaten by the tiny little dinosaur.
Can you guys hear her?
Yeah, yeah.
I can't hear her, no.
Dude, she's like meowing. Like, she wants to be like, this cat. Okay, we're going to take a brief break of talking about movies to this cat. So my cat named Eva. Yeah. My show knows Eva. Okay. I put a mic. There was one episode a long time ago. I deleted it. I put a microphone, like one of these guys right here, up by her. And all you, during the show, it's like, all right, guys. So if you guys hear Eva, just get ready. And all she did was, rawr, rawr. You can see her like right there. Look at her. She's like scolding at me. All right. Back to Komodo versus Cobra.
Just staring, man.
So what's your one being God, no, burn it, to 10 being I want this to have a sequel named Komodo Man. Where do you guys put this movie at?
77.
A 7?
77.
Oh, 77. Okay. I want Komodo Man to happen too.
77.
Yeah, I will one up Tyler and do 78. 78, man. I think you should just give it all the Oscars. Like, I don't know what else came out that year, was nominated. What year did it come out?
2004.
2004? Okay.
Two movies in 2004 now?
I'm trying to think. Heck with Million Dollar Baby. Who cares about Clint Eastwood's awesome sports movie he made? We'll put put this movie in the Oscars. Just nominate for everything.
And Ray, all the Oscars. We saw that you lagged out. So I feel bad.
Ray didn't see it.
You didn't see it. So.
I don't think Ray's gonna get to see any of the trailer.
The episode. This is what. So the movie's about a giant Komodo dragon and a giant cobra, and they eat people and they fight at the end.
I can get down with that.
Now let me remind you: the budget was $4,500,000.
Does not seem impressed by that at all.
Okay, guys. So this next movie, I didn't even know this movie existed. It came out in 2010, 10 years ago.
I kind of saw this movie on your like tab bar. Is this called The Incredible Bulk?
It's called The Amazing Bulk.
Amazing Bulk.
Okay, so what they what is.
Now listen, Listen, before we see the trailer, I'm going to tell you what this movie is about without having seen the trailer or anything about it, okay?
Okay, go.
It's about a bodybuilder trying to win a competition. It's campy as crap. Let's see it.
Okay. That's the guess, guys. Let's see if he is correct. Let me move everything over. Top of the week, funny videos with the Cinebros. Here we go. Let me just set everything. I have to, like, press so many buttons on my end. Here we go, guys. Everybody's favorite font.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Get ready. I never saw purple blood before.
Well, this whole crime scene is one big mystery now.
There was a double homicide last night.
Where'd you find it?
Better question is, how'd you lose it?
We were at the amusement park, up a subway, and a guy popped out of nowhere and robbed us at gunpoint.
I think our Henry murdered the mugger.
General Godwin has been more than gracious with our setbacks. I'm not sure he will be for very much longer.
The government will stop funding this project unless you start showing some goddamn results!
I know you're not gonna believe me, but your dad would
be killing
me.
Step aside!
There was a madman by the name Dr. Kim. We believe he is sending a rocket to the moon and plans to blow it up.
We're going to have to take you down to the station.
It's not what it looks like.
What the hell is that?
Well, it ain't Barney the Purple Dinosaur.
We're sending him there alone to a
limb. Oh,
now I shall eliminate you.
Experiment gone crazy. An accident is wetting your bed.
Okay.
Plant penis. What was the thing that happened in this video, Trenton?
So Tyler, fun fact, you were wrong. So the story of The Amazing Bulk was they were trying to make a parody of The Incredible Hulk. And you
Is it animated?
No.
Okay, no. I was confused at first. Because it looked animated initially.
Yep.
It looked like a terrible Flash animation. And then I realized that, no, those are actual real actors.
Yes.
playing on, well, what do you call it, like MS Paint backgrounds that they've like green screened over?
I think that's what they did.
Oh my god! That,
I mean, what? Speaking of the acting was top tier. I don't
know if it really was,
but it was.
Wait, is that like a? Wait, is that you? Can you actually watch that entire movie?
You can watch it on Tubi right now.
Oh my god!
And so what I want to do. So what I want to do.
I have plans for this evening now.
So, I have a show called Movie Talk on my website, exclusive to my website, and I've been wanting to watch this movie with somebody. And I would love to have the superior movie critics watch this movie with me on Tubi, and we make this episode. Are you guys down for that for the future?
Yes. Yes. Yes, yes, I am.
Okay. So get ready for the eyes. We're going to make another movie talk, because that show's very hard to make.
Are you here?
And so we could watch.
I'm here.
Yeah, so, okay, let's describe this movie to Ray. So this,
I didn't see it. Okay.
If you'll allow me, I'd love to try to put this in my own words to Ray.
Go ahead.
Like, you know, I feel like I've been pretty passive the other two trailers.
Yeah.
This one struck me to the core. This is a modern masterpiece, Ray. Modern masterpiece. This movie deserves all of the gold in Fort Knox to be made into a trophy. Handed to the filmmakers. This movie is a dark, gritty, neo-noir story.
It really is.
The amazing book, Ray. The amazing book. You don't understand what I'm saying, Ray. Purple eggplant penis on a giant monster. That's what this movie is. Does that not sound like the greatest movie ever, Ray?
Sounds like I wrote it. Honestly,
this movie had a budget of $14,000.
See,
$14,000. What did they do with it?
Here's the thing. I assumed it was like $14.
I was thinking too.
I figured that was the budget.
And I don't know if you guys noticed the part where the lady cop died, but like he kicks the car and it flies up like in super slow motion and lands on her.
My favorite part was right at the beginning with the two bullets.
Where it's like the gun's like this.
Goes right at the screen. Yeah. I think my favorite part has to be that super awkward, horribly like framed close up of that like military guy with like the large mustache. He says some like movie trailer line, but like he's kind of like, he looks like he's afraid almost, and like, for a second, if you notice, I notice it. I don't know how I did, but he's like looking around, like he's not looking where he's supposed to. He's just kind of looking around, being like, "Oh, what am I doing here?" Cool movie line. That's all. I mean, his eyes were moving around like he didn't know what he was supposed to be looking at. That was my favorite part.
So, I want you guys to guess what this movie rating was on IMDb.
NC-17.
You're gonna say 17. Any more guesses?
Mature, like it goes above that, right? Does it go in above NC-17 to like just to like?
You can go to X.
Wait, Trenton, are you talking about like the score that it has on
the critic score?
IMDb? Yeah. Okay.
The critic score
out of 10. Out of 10. One out of 10. What?
10?
Yeah.
Say a 0.
I give it like a generous 2 out of 10.
Okay.
On there,
right?
Just for people who like appreciate bad movies, but
I didn't watch the trailer, and I would say 0.
Okay, so just from our Luke is the closest. The score out of 1 to 10 was a 1.7 out of 2,000.
Wait, Luke,
522 critics. This movie got a 1.7.
Tyler, oh my god. How many critics? Say that again.
2,522.
Oh, I mean, I'm not surprised. I don't know.
Oh, God.
I mean, I thought it was like a solid 9 out of 10. But
here
I
is an official review on IMDb. My brain hurts, but at least I got a good laugh out of it.
That sounds about right.
It's beautiful.
This pains me to call this a movie. That's one of the reviews.
Hang on. I'm going to pull up my favorite movie review ever.
Okay.
So you all can continue on. I'm going to get this review pulled up. It's for the movie Cats.
Cats? Okay.
The one that just came
out. God.
Yeah.
The one where, like, they're human size, like, smaller than average cats.
Yeah, the one where someone who is very confused about their sexuality and needs to ask a lot of questions made that movie.
I agree with that 100%.
I was working the podium one night at work, and Tyler came in with his girlfriend, and he handed me 2 tickets to Cats. I said, "What are you doing, bro? Why are you here? Why are you doing this?"
So other movies that were equally with the score is called Shark Exorcist.
Birdemic. I've heard of Shark Exorcist.
Birdemic,
yeah.
Metal Man. Yep. Birdemic 2.
Oh, they made a second one, because of course they did.
Yeah.
The first one is horrible. I've actually seen Birdemic before.
And there's also a movie called, like, Captain Phillips that was, like, made in Africa that I want to watch that has the exact...
Oh, I know that one. Yeah. I know that
one. I want to watch that one, too, because that one has almost the exact same effects as this movie had. Just slightly better. And more.
So I found this review.
Okay.
It's from the playlist for Cats.
Okay.
It goes, "Once Tom Hooper's 110 minutes of Cats are over, theater is dead. We, the unchosen ones, are left, tragically, to continue living."
That's such a great review. That was like so much etiquette with that.
It's so weird because Tom Hooper is like he's a really good director, and he's made like a lot of good stuff. Like he made The King's Speech, which got nominated for like 11 Oscars one year. Like I don't know what happened, and the cast is good. Well, I mean Jason Derulo. Is not, but
dude, Jason. But, I mean, don't trash like my boy Jason. I love Jason Derulo, but his cast.
Jason Derulo. I like some songs. I like some songs, but like an actor,
dude.
Probably
No. And then James. I don't like James Corden at all. I don't.
Oh, no one
he's
likes.
So
James
annoying.
Corden.
I've heard like he's almost as bad as Ellen.
Like, he's worse, honestly.
He only tries to get like the people who are like trending. And if you're not, he doesn't, like, get you on the show. And I've heard, like, he's a major douchebag. Like, when he had Gordon Ramsay, iconic douchebag. But, like, he was, like, being the exact same way. And Gordon's like, "This is how I treat people." If you can
Dude,
make...
Here's the thing about Gordon Ramsay. Like, Gordon Ramsay does that as part of his act.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah,
you actually watch Gordon Ramsay like cook in his own kitchen, or, like interact with his kids. He's not like that.
Cool. Oh no,
like, it's all part of his act.
Yeah,
have you seen the clips where it's like, it's a Gordon Ramsay clip, and it's like teachers to boys, and it's him, it's Gordon Ramsay yelling at the adults, like, "You gutter garbage, this tastes like utter," like he just throws at them, and then he goes teachers to girls, and it's the clips with him with the kid cooks, and he's like, "It's okay, just try again. You'll do better next time. It's okay. Don't cry." I'm like, what?
I feel like he's a lot better person than he's put off to be.
Mm.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
What were you saying, Tyler?
I think you kind of look like James Corden, honestly.
Who, me?
Luke.
Oh, Luke.
Okay. Wow, I'll thanks, see a man. Little
bit. It's all in the face.
Hopefully, yeah, it's in the face. I probably look like James Corden, except not British and probably like 50 pounds less than him. Probably
50 pounds. Yeah. That's generous.
Probably, but not throw. Yeah, probably more than 50 pounds. Yeah. I think he's been in some other things that I think he's done an okay job at acting, but as far as like hosting a show, like I don't know if you've ever watched his show.
I have.
It's like cookie cutter talk show, so boring. I don't really like talk shows very much.
I don't either.
All, if I'm being honest with you. Very few.
Let me tell you.
Do you think the best talk show host is?
I don't think Eric Andre when he had his show.
Eric Andre. The Eric Andre show is hilarious.
Because
I mean, it's
probably
insane,
Fallon.
I mean, if I had to say
one, I don't like Fallon at all.
Fallon is like, okay, if you like the interview topic, interview type Fallon is, he's like, Luke, tell me about your life.
I was born. Yeah.
And he laughs at everything.
I was born at a hospital, yeah.
Oh,
you did such a good impression, dude, because like he'll go back in his chair and be like, and like clap, like he'll clap a few times. Like it's so cringe.
And he starts, jumping up a lot.
So, yes, yeah.
And then you got Kimmel, who's just trying to be Stern, Howard Stern, a lot, but he can't. He's trying to be a comedian at the same time.
Kimmel is not Stern at all.
What is it, Eva?
I don't know why
we got a cat at all. I hate this freaking cat. No, I'm kidding.
My favorite's probably Conan.
Conan.
I like Conan too.
Conan. Conan's really good.
Yeah.
Even though he
Conan comes off as like the most in like genuine out of all of them.
Because he changed the show up completely. Right. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Before he was like going out of places. I'm surprised Conan has not gotten Me Too'd at all based on his clips on YouTube. Have you seen some of them? Where like he goes with a girl and he's like he starts like sexually harassing them, but like,
oh my,
go watch, it's out there, it's on YouTube. He does his jokes, but it's funny that he hasn't got one yet. But he changed his show completely, and I actually really like his show now, where it's like a sit down talk thing. But yeah,
that sounds better. That sounds better than verbally harassing women on the street, yeah. For sure. Yeah,
you know who? I'm surprised hasn't gotten Me Too.
Who?
Who's that?
Chris Hansen.
Really?
Chris Hansen, okay.
He's the one that's trying to prevent it.
I like Chris Hansen.
No, I know. That's why I'm surprised. Because he got arrested a few years ago, and then I think everyone was like, oh, God, what'd he get arrested for? Surely not. Oh, okay, just fraud. Okay, that's cool.
Oh, thank God. Yeah. Oh, still dude, bad. Chris Hansen.
Not, yeah.
That's probably one of the like least bad crimes.
Yeah.
Or how I would say, I guess that's the right word.
I would say jaywalking.
That's a ticket nowadays, isn't it?
It's a ticket, but there's
a frequent jaywalker.
Honestly, it's not even that really.
There's a town.
I've been to several big cities, and like police just don't care, really.
Fun fact: in Texas, there's a street in San Antonio where if you jaywalk and a cop pulls you over, he will not give you a ticket or write you up or anything. But any other street, he will. It is because the mayor's wife back in the day jaywalked that street and got a ticket, and the mayor got angry, so he made that street all legal of jaywalking.
Cool.
Right.
That cool is. Fact. Wow. That's a mayor right there.
But you can get severely in trouble if you have wire cutters wire cutters in your back pocket in Austin. Why did he just... Tyler
just left.
Tyler just got angry at me.
Oh, now I'm back.
Tyler said, wire cutters, I'm leaving.
Yeah, wire cutters.
Oh, that's too far.
Too far.
I had to hide my wire cutters.
Actually. Yeah, you gotta hide your wire cutters in Texas. What are some weird laws in Kentucky? Because I've never been to Kentucky.
I don't know if Kentucky is a state. I feel like it's illegal to have like an ice cream cone in your pocket on Sundays in Kentucky. I think. Maybe.
How?
Well, that sucks. That sucks because I'm always got my pockets full of ice cream cones.
Seriously.
Yeah. Okay, so I have a hot take. I think we talked about this at work before, but last Trenton, he knows. Trenton, do you think it is illegal to drive with headphones?
Yeah. I mean, it's not illegal, but it's like you shouldn't do it.
Right.
I don't think that driving with headphones in itself is a crime, but I feel like if you get into an accident, you can be charged with like distracted driving or like, you know, like public endangerment or something like that.
Okay, so I looked up the 8 obscure Kentucky laws you might be breaking.
Hey, I'm here as well. I'm here as well.
Hats off to ladies. Back in 1922, it is illegal for girls to wear hats.
Oh.
This
Still,
is my
oh no it,
I think now it's not as like on a woman. No, but
I think we might have just found the same one. Are you looking at number four? No religious reptiles.
Yes, 1942. No. Hold on. I like how it says you might be breaking. And if you go to number two, it says it's illegal to have sex on a parked motorcycle in London, Kentucky. Everybody's doing that, right?
Just London, Kentucky.
Just nowhere London, else. Kentucky.
I think it should be illegal in all of Kentucky.
Yeah, I think so too.
Number three, it is illegal to toss dirty wash water into the street.
Okay.
I personally like number eight. Women in bikinis must be accompanied by an officer or an escort.
That's funny.
but only if they're between 90 and 199 pounds. If you're above that, we don't care.
Yeah. Number seven, dogs should not molest cars. Number seven, dogs should not molest cars.
What?
Yeah, number seven.
Can't help it.
Hey, pull it back. Oh, that's the thing.
That's a thing, apparently. Dogs molest cars. Cars are about to revolt.
Yeah, I'm behind it.
I'm behind it too, man. We should not have any of that. Oh, here we go.
They just...
Throwing eggs or tomatoes at public speakers is a big no-no.
I feel like we just glossed over the dogs molesting cars. I'm still a little confused about that.
Okay, so for...
And Tyler was like, Tyler's like, right, oh yeah, I feel that. Now, yeah.
All right, here we go.
Right. Let's make a deal. We will not discuss the dogs molesting cars again. Let's just let Luke deal with it.
Okay, because I was about to read the whole description about it.
Nope, just leave it.
Okay.
Just leave it. Luke can figure it out himself.
All right, well. Number five, no hunting from moving vehicles.
That makes sense.
That's some Kentucky stuff right there.
Yeah, I feel like...
That's just some stuff that people in Kentucky would try to do.
Ray, do you hunt? I don't think I've asked you that. Do you hunt?
I fish.
He's just a fisher guy, yeah.
Okay, so
I've gone
weird.
Before, but I don't... It's been a while.
All right, listen to this one. This is a Kentucky law, too. It is illegal to force a person into a store in order to make them to make a sale.
Okay.
I mean, reasonable, I guess.
Get inside and buy this for me.
Using force, like pushing him or something.
Yeah. All right, this is a funny one. Each citizen of Kentucky is required to shower once each year.
Well, I'm overdue.
I was with you.
I'm overdue.
I was
for
with
a
you for the first little bit.
That's it.
I'm overdue.
I've been breaking the law my whole life.
I'm overdue for some jail time, I think.
Okay.
Same here.
A woman can only remarry the same man three times.
Okay. Well, my mom should be in jail.
Golly.
Oh, this is a good one. You cannot legally trade horses after dark in Franklin County.
Why not? Yeah, sure.
I just find this very funny.
So, what's the funniest point? The funniest thing about all these
this
laws
is a good one.
That every law has a reason behind it.
It does.
So, like, somewhere, sometime, something went horribly wrong when a horse trade after dark.
Yeah, something terrible happened. Like, there was probably like a shooting or something.
Humped a car.
Yeah, a police car is like, I don't like that. This is a good one. All right. Women who wear red panties on a Sunday can marry the first man who proposes to them.
There's a lot of stuff about women's clothing on here.
Yeah.
They can or they have to?
A woman who wears red panties on a Sunday must they have to. That's kind of funny. They can or they have to? You have to. That's kind of wow. Okay. All right. So, any person who displays, handles, or otherwise uses a reptile in a religious ceremony will be charged no less than $50.
Okay. I had a sociology class in my freshman year of college.
Mm-hmm.
And we watched a documentary on Luke, you're better at this kind of stuff. Is it Presbyterian that does the whole chanting and all that?
Yeah, they speak in tongues. And no, it's not Presbyterian. Yeah. It's Pentecostal.
Pentecostal. We watched a documentary on a Pentecostal church in like Harlan County that did like the snake charming things, and they would throw the snakes like across the crowd, and like if you got bit, you were like possessed by the devil.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
So that law actually makes sense, believe it or not, in Kentucky at least.
It does?
Yeah, I mean, it's just funny. It's not something I think about. You know what I mean? I don't think about them chucking snakes into the crowd, but...
I doubt if it was ever enforced by anybody.
Well, I haven't thought about any of these laws that we've been
That's
about.
Fair, Ray. That's a good point, yeah.
I want to, like, see someone actually be arrested for any of those and then, like, try to, like, argue in court.
Sir, I saw you, your dog, no, sir, I saw you have sex on a motorcycle. Please explain yourself. It was my motorcycle. No excuses.
Officer, we would have had sex in my car, but my dog was molesting.
Yeah. The dog was molesting the car. Guilty. Oh my gosh.
Oh,
wow.
That's a double felony.
Hold on. All right, hold on. I'm gonna segue this. What's the stupidest felony? Let's see.
The stupidest? I think saying stupidest. I hate that word, stupidest.
That should be a felony.
All right, I'm gonna leave now, number one is man fined $525 and felony charge for second soda refill.
That's funny.
Man, his life is ruined because of a second
his
soda
life
refill.
Is ruined because he was thirsty. This is a Texas law that's still inactive today. Like, I can get arrested. The entire encyclopedia is banned in Texas for one part. Let me tell you the part. It's because it contains a formula for making beer at home.
Air?
Wow. Yeah, that's it. Forget
it.
Selling your eyes is illegal in Texas.
I don't know. You get some good deals on those in Kentucky. You know,
that's true. Actually,
I mean, I wouldn't know anything about that.
Honestly, man, if you got me some like 20/20 eyes with like all the nerves and all that, so they worked perfectly, I'd pay that.
Listen, to this one, you'll get a $5 permit. You have to get a $5 permit to walk around barefoot.
Makes sense. Yeah. You know, Trenton, I think you could do.
That's so weird because you weren't born with shoes.
Doesn't matter. Jail time, buddy.
Yeah, I think you could do a supercut of all my reactions from this episode.
Yeah. I was born with shoes on.
Same here. I had cowboy boots and a cowboy hat on.
Oh, my.
Tyler, what were you going to say?
I said, I think you could do a supercut of like all my reactions from various things across this episode. I've been like watching myself in the bottom corner and my face is amused, even me.
Because I'm not looking at the camera. If I was looking at the camera, I'd be like looking at you guys. I'm looking at my screen and then looking at this screen because I have two screens. One's with you guys. The other one's the main controls where I'm like clicking everything, adjusting the audio. Because there's a good moment, like I think for like 7 minutes in the beginning of the podcast, you guys had no audio. I was like, oh no. And so I had to fix it. I fixed it. It's all good. It's connected to my soundboard, which is weird because I never have it like that. It's usually connected to my earbuds, which I have inside here, but they didn't connect. So I was like, oh no, dang it. So like at the beginning of the world, I was not talking, barely.
Crisis mode.
I was like, oh no. And I was trying to fix it, but it's fixed. Everybody can hear you now. But yeah.
That's good.
So you guys are coming on Movie Talk in the future to watch The Amazing Bulk with us. We're going to watch and commentate.
Absolutely. That sounds incredible.
You mean amazing.
You got me, buddy.
Guys, I want to thank you guys for coming on my show.
Wait, because it's the title of the movie.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm just playing. I knew that already.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You're trying to act smart.
Yes, I did.
All right, Trent. What you should do is just cut it right before he said that.
That's what I'm going to do.
Finish your outro and then end it on that.
That's what I'm going to do.
On Luke realizing.
Just make Luke look like a complete idiot.
That's my goal of my show is make Luke like an idiot, all right? Because we didn't meet till now.
It's my goal of my life.
All right, guys. I want to thank you guys for coming on my show. It was a blast. People have been waiting to hear you guys on my show. I had a comment on one of my podcast episodes where it's like, I'm from the Cinebros podcast. I'm like, yo, what's up? Subscribe. And they did. So shout out to them.
Was it Todd William?
I have no idea. I have no idea. But
I love Todd William.
I love Todd William.
He comments on all of
Todd William, the one that's been there since episode one.
Yeah, that one. He was like our first subscriber, I think, and he's still there, and he comments on every single episode. I love it.
He's an OG for sure.
Because for my stuff, we go.
Oh wait, crap! Is this the?
Because I do live streams
live right now.
Yeah, it's live right now, baby.
Oh crap!
Well,
so I do live.
Will this be posted like right when we're done?
So this is how I do it. So each, because I have two shows, I have one on Tuesdays and one on Thursdays. So Thursday is Trench Up Alive. The Friday is Side Piece, which is like a shorter podcast. It's kind of like your tangents. For every episode I do a live stream on YouTube, and then once it's done, it's not going to be on YouTube anymore. You'll only be able to watch clips of it when I edit them down. You can find the full video on my website. This is a plug, by the way, on www.tcliv.com. Or talk. I don't know. I'll put the whole link in the description. I know you guys ain't gonna look it up full, but you can watch the entire interview and my humongous mess up at the beginning, trying to fix everything on my website. But yeah, but also full audio versions on all the podcast listening sites. You guys are watching the live stream. You guys can see him up there in the top corner by Luke's head. It's kind of funny. Yeah, Luke, point other one, other side. Yeah, right there.
Right here, everybody.
Yeah. But guys, thank you for being on my show. It was a blast.
Yeah, thanks for having us, dude.
No problem.
Thanks for having us, man.
Yeah.
We're going to be watching.
I'm excited to do this, watch this terrible movie.
I know, I'm excited.
Yeah,
now.
I am too.
So look out for that in the future, guys. I'll be posting it all around. But guys, this is it. We're going to go away now. Everybody say bye. Go plug yourselves.
All right. Yeah, so you can follow us on any social media platform. Just search for Cinebros. We have the yellow logo with the film reel in the middle. We are on most popular audio platforms, Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, all that. Just search Cinebros Podcast. We're on YouTube as well. Our YouTube channel is Cinebros, where we just upload our podcast episodes just as a video format, if that's how you prefer. I find that most people actually prefer watching on YouTube. That's where we get most of our views. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you can go watch that. Luke has his own series on that YouTube channel as well. And I'll be coming up with mine shortly. Ray will have something gaming related soon. Yeah, thanks for listening to us. We hope you've enjoyed and will check us out. We have a new episode coming out tonight, actually, where I suggest why Forrest Gump destroys the American dream.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's actually a pretty good episode.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
I'm excited about it. It's a good one.
It is a good one.
Yeah, did you guys already record it, or are you guys recording it after this?
Oh, yeah, no, we recorded it. We, funny enough, I turned my laptop on, and it works now.
Wow.
All I had to do was plug it in.
You know what's funny? You turned like this, and you're like acting like you're talking to me, and I was going to turn, because on my screen, you're facing this way, I face this way, because we're right next to each other. But yeah, we have that movie talk episode, and then I also have another podcast in plan for way in the future where we're gonna have a debate. It's gonna be me and Ray versus Tyler and Luke on a movie that I'm trying to discuss.
Yeah, a movie.
I have a movie that we're gonna be talking about.
Have I seen it?
If you guys haven't, we'll watch it.
Do you want to tell us yet?
Not yet. It's a surprise.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll let you know. It's terrible movie.
They've got to be on teams in a debate. I haven't.
The reason why I want Ray on my team is because he's the Kentucky version of me.
Yeah.
So I want us
makes sense.
That way we can have, you know, Luke and Tyler, the people. And I'm kidding. on the same team. Yeah, I went there. But yeah, thank you guys for joining us. You can find us on all...
We'll win.
You can find us all on our podcast listening sites. But I'm Trenton Chapel Live, and that's it for today. All right. Peace out, people.